Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. On this 29th day of November 2013 in Alachua, Florida, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, the Summum Bonum, 29th chapter, Krishna and the Gopis Meet for the Rasa Dance, text number 2. Okay, we'll read the synonyms first. So I'll read them straight, and then you can just read along. Tada, at that time, Uru Rajaha, the moon, king of the stars, Kokobaha, of the horizon, Karai, with his hands or rays, Mukham, the face, Pratyaha, eastern, Ilimpan, smearing, Arunena, with reddish color, Shantamai, his rays, which give great comfort, Saha, he, Charshaninam, of all those who watched, Udagat, rose, Shuchaha, the young happiness, Mrijam, wiping away, Priyaha, a beloved husband, Priyayaha, of his beloved wife, Eva, as Dirgha, after a long time, Darshanaha, being seen again. Tadodaradak kakobokkarar mukham. Pracha vilimpan arunena shantamai. Sacharshani nam udagat chuchomrijan. Priyak priyaya iva dhirga darshanaha. Tadodurajak kakobokkarar mukham. Pracha vilimpan arunena shantamai. Sacharshani nam udagat chuchomrijan. Priyak priyaya iva dirgha darshanaha. Tadodurajak kakobokkarar mukham. Pracha vilimpan arunena shantamai. Sacharshani nam udagat chuchomrijan. Priyak priyaya iva dirgha darshanaha. Tadodurajak kakobakkaramukham. Pracha vilimpan arunena shantamai. Sacharshani nam udagat chuchomrijam. Priyak priyaya iva dirgha darshanaha. Tadodurajak kakobakkarar mukham. Pacha vilimpan arunena shantamai. Sacharshani nam udagat chuchomrijam. Priya priyaya iva dirgha darshanaha. Tadodurajak kakobakkarar mukham. Pracha vilimpan arunena shantamai. Sacharshani nam udagat chuchomrijam. Priyak priyaya iva dirgha darshanaha. Tadodaraja kakobakkara mukham. Pracha vilimpan arunena shantamai. Sacharshani nam udagat chuchomrijam. Priyak priyaya iva dirgha. Ladies. Tadodaraja Kakabakaramukam Prachabilimpan Arune Shantamai Shanina Udugatsu Shomijam Priyatiya Hibadigadarshana Tadoro Raja Kakobakara Mukam Pracha Bilimpan Arune Nishantamai Chashani Nam Bhagatsu Chomajan Priyaktiyaya Hibadigadarshana. Translation. The moon then rose, anointing the face of the eastern horizon with the reddish hue of his comforting rays, and thus dispelling the pain of all who watched him rise. The moon was like a beloved husband who returns after a long absence and adorns the face of his beloved wife with red kumkum. Purport. Young Krishna engaged his internal potency, and she immediately created an exciting atmosphere for conjugal love. So I think they want me to read text 3 also. I'll just read the Sanskrit myself. Drishva mukundam damakunda mandalam ramananabham navakunkamarunam vanam chatat komana gobi ranjitam jagokalam vamadushama noharam. Lord Krishna saw the unbroken disk of the full moon glowing with the red effulgence of newly applied vermilion, as if it were the face of the goddess of fortune. He also saw the Kumuda lotuses opening in response to the moon's presence, and the forest gently illumined by its rays. Thus the Lord began to play sweetly on his flute, attracting the minds of the beautiful-eyed gopis. Report. The word Jagau in this verse indicates that Lord Krishna played songs on his flute, as confirmed in text 40 by the words Ka Strangate Kalapadayata Venugita. The word Rama may indicate not only Lord Vishnu's consort, but also Srimati Radharani, the original goddess of fortune. Lord Krishna appeared in the dynasty of the moon god, and the moon plays a prominent role here in preparing for the Lord's entrance into the midst of the rasa dance. Om Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my humble obeisances unto him and all members of Sri Parampara. So the scene is being set now for the performance of Krishna's, the crown jewel of all of his leela is this rasa dance. And the previous verse described how, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full in all and everything, still he was moved to engage in this rasa dance, to employ his internal energy in order to fulfill the desires of the gopis to serve him in this special way. And I wanted to refer, I wasn't here yesterday, I hope this isn't redundant, but I wanted to refer to the fourth chapter of the Adi Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, which very nicely explains what this whole experience is going to be, this rasa dance, and how it, although it resembles ordinary lusty affairs, what we call conjugal affairs, and Prabhupada called conjugal affairs. By the way, just an editorial note, conjugal literally means having to do with man and wife. It does not mean amorous as such, alone. So Prabhupada used this word conjugal, so we use the word conjugal to mean amorous. Just to let you know that if you're speaking to someone outside, they may be a little puzzled when talking about Krishna and the gopis, because they're not officially married. In any case, so I'm going to refer to the fourth chapter of the Adi Leela to read a little bit about this, to give us a very distinct and understanding, clear understanding of the difference between kama and prema, between lust and pure love of God, which is what the rasa dance is all about, prema. And yet it looks like lusty affairs. So this famous verse, some of you may know, Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bali Kam. Krishnendriya Priti Itcha Dare Prem Nam. This is spoken by Krishna Sabhakaraj. He's explaining. What he's actually doing is explaining the internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And this is the third one he's explaining. The third of these internal reasons is that Krishna wanted to experience the happiness that Srimati Radharani experiences by loving him and being loved by him. That's the third reason. And so this is that explanation of the third reason. And in doing that, he needs to carefully distinguish between kama and prema. So what the translation says is, the desire to gratify one's own senses is kama or lust. But the desire to please the senses of Lord Krishna is prema or love. So the gopis are completely devoid of any inkling of lust. The only desire in their heart is prema, which means the desire to please Krishna. And this is very much distinct from ordinary materialistic affairs. Materialistic affairs are, the whole reason we're in the material world is because of kama. This is the reason why we're here. And as Prabhupada explains nicely in the third, at the end of the third chapter in his purports to that section where Arjuna asks, what is it that forces one to act in such a way that even intellectually he knows is against his own best interest? And Krishna answers, kama esha, krodha esha, rajogana samudvaha, mahashano, mahapapa, vidyanam, yavaidinam. This is your real enemy, Arjuna. Not these soldiers across the way there. Your real enemy of all of us is this material desire, which when frustrated is transferred into wrath or intense anger. This is the real enemy. And this kama is, as nicely defined here, is this intense desire to please one's own senses. And one of those senses is also the mind, so it includes subtle desires. So I'm just going to read this one paragraph of the purport where it's very much pertinent to our subject here, the rasa dance. The predominated gopis were bound to Krishna in such pure love. For them there was no question of sexual love based on sense gratification. Their only engagement in life was to see Krishna happy in all respects, regardless of their own personal interests. They dedicated their souls only for the satisfaction of the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. There was not the slightest tinge of sexual love between the gopis and Krishna. And he goes on in this vein, this is the next verse, text. The object of lust is only the enjoyment of one's own senses, but love caters to the enjoyment of Lord Krishna, and thus it is very powerful. And then it describes how the gopis gave up everything in order to go out to be with Krishna in the forest and serve him in this very intimate way. And the social customs, scriptural injunctions, bodily demands, food of action, shyness, their good name, the gopis gave all of these up along with their families, suffered their relatives' punishment and scolding, all for the sake of serving Krishna. They render loving service to him for the sake of his enjoyment. This is called firm attachment to Lord Krishna, dridha anurag. It is spotlessly pure, like a clean cloth that has no stain. Therefore, lust and love are quite different. Lust is like dense darkness, but love, or prema, is like the bright sun. So this is very important to keep this in mind as we proceed, as you proceed. I'll be going back to San Diego through the rasa dance, because it may look like something else, but it is simply this intense desire on the part of the gopis to serve Krishna in the way that he wants to be served. And the wonderful thing about it is Krishna is also selfless in this. He wants to give the gopis an opportunity to serve him in the way that they wanted to be, that they want to. That's why they prayed to Katyayani for a whole month. Each one of them went into the river and prayed, oh, please let Krishna be my husband, right? And then he stole their clothes, right? Essentially marrying them all. You know, but then it wasn't time then for the rasa dance. Don't worry, later on, you know, we'll have a dance and so forth. Yeah. So in this way, he's encouraging them to serve him in this way. And who are these gopis? This will come up in a few verses. They're not ordinary devotees. You know, there's different categories of gopis. Some of them are the personified Vedas, the most learned beings in existence. Read chapter 87, you know. And they wanted, some of them especially, wanted to serve Krishna in the Sintama. They took birth as gopis. The sages in Dandakaranya forest, meditating for hundreds of years, and then finally seeing Lord Ram enter with Sita and Lakshman amongst them, you see. Oh, and their pure hearts were attracted to serve him and, you know, Ram in this very intimate way, not this birth. You know, Ekapatni in his birth, he said, you'll have to take birth as gopis. They're coming as gopis. So the gopis, although appearing as very simple milkmaids, you know, without any Vedic training and all these things, this is the culmination of all of their meditation and all of devotion, is to serve Krishna in this intimate way. That means it's spotlessly pure, beyond any tinge of sense gratification. These sages and the personified Vedas would far beyond any you know, desire for gross sense gratification. So it's important to keep that in mind. And so it goes on in that vein, and that's the gist of this. And then after describing this very carefully, then Krishna's Kaviraj will then explain how Srimati Radharani is the crest jewel of all the gopis. And indeed, she is the central jewel in the rasa dance also. That's why Krishna took her away. Remember, he took her away from all the other gopis when they became a little proud. And it gets very intricate. But the central theme of the whole pastime is this intense desire to serve Krishna and his intense desire to facilitate their service. And in the process of doing that, and this is an important point, although they have no motivation, neither the gopis don't have any motivation for their own pleasure, that pleasure comes anyway. The pleasure of seeing Krishna pleased by their beauty, there's a wonderful passage here, makes them beautiful. They see Krishna is enlivened to see how beautiful they are, that makes them more enlivened, it makes them more beautiful, that makes Krishna more beautiful. In this way there's a competition that goes on. And the beauty and the joy and everything just expands unlimitedly. And all of it has no tinge of lust because it's selfless. It's completely selfless. And so now bringing it down to how this pertains to our own sadhana bhakti, this is also the mood in which we should worship this. We should, you know, worship this manifestation of this highest expression of prema bhakti. But at the same time, the central lesson is there. Devotional service means to diminish more and more our personal motivation and gradually to be absorbed more and more in doing everything, whether it's chanting Hare Krishna, getting up in the morning, dressing our bodies or whatever, for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. Krishna becomes even more pleased when he sees his devotees are serving other devotees. This is one of the great values of sadhu sangha, is that we have a chance to serve each other. When we enter into kirtan, right, that'll be happening soon, sankirtan for hours and hours, think of it this way. One of the ways of thinking about it is that the leader is giving. There's a jagya going on. This is sankirtan jagya, the sacrifice. There's not a lot of money and a lot of physical pain or anything like that. But it is time, it is the mental and energy that it takes to chant, but there's a gift going on there. This is Prabhupada gave this gift of the holy name. I chanted this the other day, many of you weren't here. Hare Krishna Rama Nama Gana Dara Kananim Shoka Moha Lobha Dava Sava Vignanashanim Pada Pundalam Nabhakta Vignabhakti Dainim Gaudamutta Mashanoma Nama Sutta Dharanim. This is a verse by Savabhoma Bhattacharya, one of his Sushloka Shatakam, 100 wonderful verses that he composed instantly when he had the revelation, I think a six-arm form was shown, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this was the Supreme Personality of God, and he surrendered. So what he says there is that Lord Chaitanya made a gift of this song, of the Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna Rama Nama Gana Dana Kadinim. And those who accept that gift, those who have been chanting and hearing, shoka moha lobha tapa sava vignanashini. All of the difficulties such as lamentation, illusion, greed, they are destroyed. And for the devotees, his devotees who were very eager to get the nectar of his lotus feet, Padapad Mulunda Bhakta Vrinda, Bhakti Dayani, he gives the highest frame of bhakti. I very quickly and enthusiastically offer my obeisances to that golden avatar, Krishna, Gauramutam, who is chanting japa with a knotted string. He's meditating on it. So, this is a gift. It's a gift that, and anyone knows, like you get some Mahaprasadam, right? Oh, it's wonderful. You've got some Mahaprasadam from the deities. So, let me taste a little bit and give it to some of my god brothers, god sisters, right? So, it's that much more sweeter, more sweet when you give the gift that you've been given to others. And this is why Krishna consciousness is ever expanding. Because you taste it, you may not taste the full beauty of it, but you taste some sweetness there that you've never tasted before. And you quickly realize that when you give that out, that it becomes sweeter. There's no diminution in the quantity. Whereas anything material, if you get it, you give it, you don't have it anymore. But you get Krishna consciousness, you give it, and your own Krishna consciousness expands. So this is kind of the essence of a kirtan. You're giving back, right? You're chanting, and everyone else is hearing your chanting. And then you also get to give back and forth. And this way, if you become completely absorbed. Now, why are we chanting? Well, we should chant for the pleasure of Krishna. Is it? We should chant, this gives me Lord Chaitanya, a spiritual master, has asked us to chant, let's chant. And they certainly want us to hear nicely, right? So let's hear with great attention, rapt attention, this holy name. Let us remember that the holy name is non-different from Krishna. That it is Krishna. That he's coming as his holy name. And, you know, for us, anytime, we can have Krishna's association in this way. But at the same time, we're longing, you know, to enter more and more into the Krishna's pastime. So it's also a call of separation. Right? Please engage me in your service more and more. Prabhupada taught us, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So some of these things, because it's always the mind. Our problem is the mind. The mind is our worst enemy, the uncontrolled mind. Right? So the mind is conditioned to think in terms of what's pleasing to me. What's pleasing to my brothers and sisters, the other senses. The mind is the central sense, right? So after some time, you know, the mind is going, okay, you've been this Hare Krishna for a while now, what about me? What else you got? What about that memory? You know, what about this? How am I feeling, you know? Am I as ecstatic as that person next to me? Whatever thought comes in, it's going to be distracting from the Hare Krishna mantra. So that's what the sadhana is, to bring it back, to become absorbed in every part of every syllable of this holy name. And that's what is yoga, is real yoga, is trance. So this, now, one other thing here, this is the of course, the very beginning of the rasa dance section. And you can see that everything is completely set, you know, perfectly enhanced, isn't it? Krishna's, after all, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As I said, he comes in the Moon Dynasty, he's controlling all these things. The temperature, like we had in cold snap, you know, it's not ideal. You know, this material world, you got to fight against that. But in Vrindavan, the temperature is perfectly adjusted, right? The fragrance of the kumada flowers, all the senses, the sight, you see that beautiful moon come up. And if you've ever seen a moon rise, it's kind of reddish, you know? So this compares to a husband with the kumkum. That's the mood. In other words, the gopis are coming out, and, you know, after a long separation, they wanted to come out. So that mood of meeting after long separation, this is the intensity. So it's enhanced by everything that could, and what to speak of the flute. You know, that flute has this special potency to attract the gopis. And they become uncontrollable, you know. They have to leave. It's like being impelled, like a great force. That they can't resist. And so we'll read about that also, how they run out, you know, without even dressing themselves properly, you know, just to meet Krishna. So there's a lot of things that will happen, and I won't get into too much detail. That'll all come in a few days. But this idea of enhancement, this is what the temple is all about. A temple enhances your ability to be Krishna conscious. How can you not be Krishna conscious? Well, you can do it if you're really determined. and walk in, you know, you can space out. But the thing is, everywhere you look, these beautiful paintings by Pushkar Prabhu, reminding you of Chaitanya Leela, there's the Rasa dance going on right there, you know, and you have the Dwarka Leela, you know, and you look, oh, there's Radha Shyama Sundar dressed so beautifully, you know. You can appreciate the service of the pujaris, you know. This is also a gift, a great gift, and this is preaching. You know, the effort to make those garlands and to dress so nicely, do everything on time, to clean, you know, that's part of the atmosphere that's created. So that's a gift to all of us we can be thankful for. So at the same time, just all the effort that people have taken to come here in order to join in this kirtan. Why? Because you want to get in the fire. You want to experience something special in your Krishna consciousness, isn't it? So that also enhances the opportunity. So this is what the great acharyas do. They work very hard to create an atmosphere, a favorable atmosphere. When Prabhupada came to America, right, it was very difficult. You know, he didn't have any money, he didn't have any followers. You know, at first he was in Pennsylvania, and, you know, with some people who weren't really devotees. But patiently, gradually, he was able to create an atmosphere. You know, first it's, you know, it's some loft in the Bowery, you know, chanting, you know, powerfully, you know, creating a little atmosphere. People were attracted. And we know the history. He developed the 22nd Avenue. From there, it jumped to San Francisco. And whenever I see Malati, I always think of those days and then wonderful, abundant days, you know. And at first, this is what devotees do as great service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From nothing, you go to a place where there's no Krishna consciousness, but by the force of your Krishna consciousness, you create an atmosphere that then develops by attracting others until you have beautiful temples and gardens and all of these different things, which creates the atmosphere where it's much easier to be Krishna conscious. So Krishna, he does that automatically. That's what's happening here. This is the ideal time, you know, of year, the Sharad season, the full moon, the red, you know, the fragrance, everything, then the flute sound, and then the gopis will come. And this is the height of all of that, you know, intense service to Krishna, the Atmanivedanam. And we should always remember the gopis have all the rasas. You know, Krishna is another thing I was reading, how Krishna speaking to Arjuna, the gopis are my confidants, they're my friends, they're my teachers, I don't know what they're not to me, you know. They also have this sense of maintenance for Krishna, just like Yashoda, and or to seek a friendship, they're ready to serve Krishna. So they're the embodiment of all of the rasas. The conjugal rasa embodies all of this. And, you know, just for us to serve this pastime, just by hearing about it, just by hearing about it, contemplating it, is an unbelievable opportunity. How many millions of lifetimes have we waited where we can come and actually, you know, just hear about these things, what to speak of trying to understand and enter into it. So this is the Rasa dance. Is there's so many things to be said, there's so much commentary, I won't get into detail. I wanted to share a little bit, a couple of verses that you may probably haven't heard. I was reminded of them. They're about the Rasa dance. They're about, they have the Rasa dance in there. So one of them is, there's this wonderful poem by Rupa Goswami called the Ashtadasha Chanda Stava. 18 Chanda verses describing Krishna's Leela in Vrindavan. It's a summary, you know. And each verse has its own meter. So I'm not going to chant this verse, they're long. But I'll just give you a sample here of what this is. He's got the whole Rasa Leela in like 18 long verses summarized. And here's how, just listen to the sound of the beauty of this Sanskrit. Sharada vidu vikshana madhavardata madhapura ishta bhajana valla bhajana chitta kamala sur kopa yuvati mandala mati mohana kala gita mukta sakala kutya dakala yoga tapadivita. It goes on and on like that, and nicely describing the whole rasa dance. And then at the end, and I'll give you this is the verse I was thinking of. He has one nice verse in that mood. By the way, anyone wants this, write to me. I'll send it all to you. It's all available. Nice way to remember Krishna's pastimes. Now, listen for the double L's. Double L's in Sanskrit invoke the conjugal rus. This is a part of the alankar. This is a nice little verse. Let me glorify Lord Krishna, who is garlanded with jasmine flowers, who blossoms with happiness in the rasa dance, and who shines with happiness as he is kissed by the flower blossom lips of the trembling gopis. So that's just one nice little verse you can repeat over and over again. And then there's another one by Madhavendra Puri, where he says, Anangadasa chaturi chapala chaurani tranchalasa chalana makada kundala sputata kanti gandastala. Rajolasata nagadi nikada rasa las yotsuka same sapadimana se sputatu kopi gopalaka. So he's praying here, he said, this certain Gopala, that he will be manifest, that he will suddenly appear, spuditi, in his heart. And what does he do? Anangarasa chaturi chapala charune tranchala. So from the corners of his eyes, they're very expert at invoking this anangarasa, this conjugal rus. Chapali chapala charune. And on his cheeks are enhanced by the beauty of the gold and gem-studded makara-shaped earrings, this, what they call dolphin-shaped or shark-shaped earrings that are swinging very nicely. His makara earrings are a certain shape, also evoke the amorous mood. And then it says he's very eager to begin the rasa dance with the Vajolasata Nagadi, the beautiful gopis of Vrindavan. And may that Gopal appear in my heart. So this is in the Padyavali. And there are many such verses like that. So I'd like to leave a little time for questions. I'll read the two translations again, just to recall this mood that's being created by Krishna here. The moon then rose, anointing the face of the eastern horizon with the reddish hue of his comforting rays, and thus dispelling the pain of all who watched him rise. The moon was like a beloved husband who returns after a long absence and adorns the face of his beloved wife with red kumkum. Lord Krishna saw the unbroken disk of the full moon glowing with the red effulgence of newly applied vermilion, as if it were the face of the goddess of fortune. He also saw the Kumada lotuses opening in response to the moon's presence, and the forest gently illumined by its rays. Thus the Lord began to play sweetly on his flute, attracting the minds of the beautiful-eyed gopis. Any discussion? Yes, please. Oh. The flute. Okay. Thanks for the reminder. So the question was some verses about the flute. This is a verse that's not so well known from the Aishwarya Kadambini by Baladev Vidyabhushan. Rajavipane vichitta vihigo hadive nadabo yadababo vidishi vishakka tumbudumukha vipadho vidadho vichitta tham pakati vipaya yam to sadito gidi yascha yayu matastada vajimahilas to beja lakilas chalata sarasi sumanjana. Now, I know that you like to chant Sanskrit. Can you repeat? Very precocious. Okay. So it says, Rajavipane vichitta vihigo. When Krishna played his flute, the sound flew into the sky, Vrindavan, like a multicolored bird. And then what happened is that all the demigods, headed by Vidhi, that's Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and Narada, although they're the most learned scholars in the matters of everything, including ragas and everything, they were bewildered by the intricacies of the melodies of Krishna's flute. And the different entities in Vrindavan, they exchange natures. The mountains begin to tremble and flow, and the rivers became stunned, you see, and didn't flow anymore. And the gopis were thrown into the river of great eagerness and anxiety to run out and meet Krishna. The gopis chastised the flute, just like in the Venu Geet, right? They say Venu Geet, so they say, Gopyakamasa dadayam kushalam smavenu. Dhamo dadala dasudama bigopikanam. Bhunkte suyam yadavashishtada sammadinyo rishyatva joshamumajustadavoya daya. My dear gopis, what auspicious activities has this flute performed, that it is now drinking the nectar of Krishna's lips, leaving only a remnant for us gopis, who are the actual owners of this nectar? And the the rivers are very ecstatic because their descendant, the flute, is now in the exalted position of the hands of Krishna. Also the trees are very ecstatic, and the lotuses are standing up on end. You know, they're standing up in the rivers, just like hairs on the body, because they're also ecstatic. In the same mood, Sakimodali Vishala, Chidjale Napurna, Lagur Atikatinatram, Gunti La Nirishasi, Tadapi Bajasi Shashwas, Chumbananam, the Sandram, Hadipadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad So that's not coming so good. So he says, my dear friend, the flute. Now they're addressing the flute directly. Saki Murari, oh friend, the flute. You're like sarcastic. Saki Murari Vishal. You're full of holes. You're very crooked with knots. Right? You're very light. You know, so what great punya, what great activities of auspicious activities have you performed in the past to be having the great position of being kissed by the lips of Krishna and embraced by his hands? So the same, it's take off on that. And let's see, this is the flute songs. Vama baha kata vama kapolo volgita vadararabhata venam. Komalanga de barashita magam gopihe de yati yatra mukunda. Vyomayana vanidasa hasidha vismitasa de badaya saludja. Kama margana samapita chitta kashmalam yuda pasmatanindya. This is chapter 35, which parallels in many ways chapter 21. One of the Gopi Geets is called the Yugal Geet, because the Gopis meet in pairs and they sing these songs. So this is the first one. Krishna, I'm a little bit of a flute player in my day, some of you may remember. So, Vama Bahu Kata Vama Kapolo. Vama Bahu Kata Vama Kapolo. He's placed his the left shoulder in the left cheek, so he's playing a rather long flute, see? Vama Bahu Kata Vama. And Krishna's moving his eyebrows very attractively as he plays upon that flute. But Adarabha Devenam, Komalangadev, his delicate fingers are stopping the holes. And when that sound comes out, then the demigods and their wives flying in the sky in their airplanes, so the demigods, goddesses, become very attracted, you know, to hear that flute. And they tell their husbands to fly down closer, you know. And so they go closer, and now they become so attracted, they're embarrassed, because the demigods are also becoming attracted, like the gopis, to engage with Krishna in his intimate affairs. So they go on with that. There's a lot of verses about the flute there. You know, and they're describing the effect, it says, Sahabalak Sagapa, this is nice because it has Balaram. Sahabalak Sagapa Pansimilasa, Sound of Shuchi, the Badovja Devya. Harshi and Yahi Veno de Vena, Jata Harshi Hubadam Bati Vishram. Mahatatika Manashanka the Cheta, and Manda Manda Mangaja the Mega. Sudanam Vivashat Sumanobis, Chahayaja, but the top of So along with Balaram and the other cow boys, Krishna is, this is the gopis singing at home. They're visualizing this scene. They're out in the forest with the cows, and Krishna is wearing a little chaplet. The chaplet is a garland for the head, and a little askew, very playfully. Sragavatamsa vilasa. A sragavatamsa is a garland crown, in other words, a chaplet. And he's wearing it very nicely. Shittipadova Devi, on the side of the mountains, and he becomes very joyful playing the flute. He's enlivening himself by playing that flute. And so he gets very joyful, and he also makes the whole universe joyful by playing that flute sound. And what happens is the cloud is known as his friend because it has the same color. So it rises up in the sky because it's kind of hot to become a little umbrella or a parasol for Krishna to shade him from the sun. And then it rains down little flower-like droplets of water, a little mist to cool Krishna. And at the same time, afraid of drowning out Krishna's flute sound, says Mahatatikamana. We should all be afraid of that. We don't want to cross the great soul. You know, the first thing you teach you in the ashram, don't walk over anybody. So Mahadatikama Shankata Chaita. So it doesn't want to drown out Krishna's flute song with a big thunder, so it thunders very mildly in accompaniment to the flute sound. This is what's going on. So there's a whole chapter there of verses on the flute, which I don't have time for. Yes, Prabhu.
That was amazing. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I thought we could give it to Mukunda next time. Go ahead.
Anyway, this, you might not know any of these slokas, but do you know any about the gopis stealing the flute?
I don't. I mean, I know the best them, but I don't know any slokas.
Anyway, you did very, very well. Thank you.
Okay, sorry about that. I know there's a whole thing in the Govinda Lama about stealing the flute. Go ahead, give them a comment.
Of course, beautiful class as always.
Very Krishna.
So it's also very wonderful for us because we may not be, I know I myself am not, so fortunate to be in Braj to hear Krishna's flute like this. So in Murari Gupta's Chaitanya Charita, it describes how that flute, then out of compassion, when the Lord came as Mahaprabhu, also came to this world as Murdunga and Kartas.
That's right, yes.
And decided to spread its mercy so that it would be in the Sankirtan movement to benefit us. Then even further, the mercy of that flute into the hearts of all pure Vaishnavas. And at the time that they would take any disciple, they would in turn recite that flute to the disciple at the time of his initiation. So the last line of the second shloka you did today, Jagu Kalam Bamadrisam Manoharam, is the very first bij of our Gayatri. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur Pad has exhaustively explained how that line, Jagu Kalam Bamadrisam Manoharam, this is the first beach. I'm not reciting, I don't know how many people in the room initiated whatever. But that is the first beach of Kam Gayatri.
That's it.
So we get that flute sound from Guru at the time of initiation because we don't have Adhikar to hear it directly.
Thank you. There's also, now that you remind me, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's also mentioned that the chanting of Hare Krishna, that the flute appears as that chanting of the holy name, so that if you that this is why, you know, it attracts you to Krishna. Everyone knows you chant, you don't even know what you're chanting. I was just reading there's a section on this ISKCON Desire Tree. I highly recommend it, called How I Came, and this is like stories from devotees. Nagaraj is on there. From 1985, you know this story. Many of these are 30 years old. How I came. And many devotees, I mean, myself, I had no idea what Hare Krishna was all about. But as soon as I started chanting Hare Krishna, I suddenly get interested in Krishna. And when I saw a picture, it's very attractive, you know. And before you know it, you're in the, you know, association of devotees. So the flute sound also appears as the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to attract us to Krishna. So this flute is very important, Krishna's flute sound. And now, Pran Govinda. Yes, Prabhu.
I really like it. Thank you. It's very nice. Just to have a little foundation, because we are beginning with this most crown jewels of all the pastimes, that Srila Prabhupada, one time in the morning walk, Srila Prabhupada says, without this book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, nobody can understand what is Krishna consciousness. So I took it very seriously of what Prabhupada meant. And so I urge and request everyone to read this book, because Prabhupada gave very heavy stress that without this book, nobody can understand. In that book, also Bhanu Maharaj's translation, this Jagokala Bhamadisham Manoharam, the third line, fourth line,
yeah,
you just read on the third line, give more details. That Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambrama Sibbamanam, that in Golok Vrindavan, originally Bhagavan is having all these unlimited Sarup Shaktis, Ananda Chinmaya Rasapati Bhavitavi, his own pleasure potency expanded into Kaya Guha form, with every mind, every thought, every feeling is another gopi.
Yeah.
So gopi is not somebody's, it's Krishna's own. And expanded millions. And they were serving the Lord, but the feelings that each gopi has for the Lord is very crooked, because in front of all the other ladies, each one cannot express her own ultimate feeling for the Lord.
Mm.
So when the Lord observed this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives even details, then he told Jogamaya, that's why Jogamaya Upasrita, the Jogamaya, that create an atmosphere that each of my Shakti can serve me individually, very uniquely. So then Jogamaya created that they took birth and they forgot that they are actually internal potency of the Lord.
Mm.
But they think they are like a little coward girl. They never went to school. They don't know what it is. And in the Brahma Vimohan Leela, they were betrothed to a coward boy because Gaurgacharya said it.
Yeah.
Then they started whispering amongst them, oh, we are betrothed, married. But the moment they saw Nanda Maharaja's son, Shamsundar, they fall in love so much so that they took a vow that with my mind, heart, thinking, feeling, willing, all senses for his pleasure, nobody else. How to accommodate this? So this is what the whole episode, that's why Jagat call Brahmadrishyam. Brahmadrishyam means they never see Krishna face to face. Because they are always aware, I'm married to somebody, but I love him. So they are one eye watching all the elderly person around. And the half of the eye looking the other girls, and half of the eye looking at Krishna. So that's why Brahmadrishyam is very unique.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to look that up. I wanted to share. Now you're reminding me of some other verses. Just a couple of real short ones. There's this wonderful ashtaka by Bilvamangal Thakur that is not in the Krishna Karanamrita, but it talks about the rasa dances. And one of the verses is quoted, it's somewhere in a purport. I think we quoted it in the 10th canon. Anganam anganam antade madhavo madhavam madhavam chandade nangana ittama kalpate mandade madjiga sanjigo vedana devaki nandana. So the refrain or the chorus line is that last line, sanjigo vedana. So Devaki Nandana plays his flute. Now this one described between each angana, between each beautiful limbed gopi was a madhava, and between each madhava was a gopi. And this created this circle, ittama kalpate, having fashioned this circle of. And Krishna also entered into the middle of the circle. Ittama kalpate mandale madhyaga and sanjigo vedana devaki nandana. And then it describes, this one is fantastic. Balika talika talali lalaya sanga samdarshita brulada vibrama gopika gita davata lakshayam sanjigo vedana devaki nandana. So the balas, the young girls, are clapping very skillfully. Balika, talika, talali, lalia. Very playfully and skillfully. And Krishna is paying great attention, and he's moving his eyebrows in time to their clapping, you see. And at the same time, the gopis are singing, Gopika Gita. And he's the davadana. Remember we sing every morning? Pay your obeisances with great abadana, with great attention. So he's paying great attention to their singing and playing his flute. So you have the scene, the gopis are singing and clapping. Krishna's playing his flute to their singing and also moving his eyebrows in time. This is described by Bhagavan. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.